Elementary students are gathered around a blue tarp spread out on the ground in front of the school. The main attraction? The bulging eyeballs of a giant grenadier. The kids take turns pushing on the fish's bulbous part. But what's taking up most of the tarp is a squid. A robust clubhook squid, to be exact. The kids are very interested in touching the large creature's slimy surface.
It's my squid, yes.
Andy Warhatch is a commercial fisherman in Petersburg. He was targeting black cod in deep waters at 300 fathoms, or what is 1,800 feet deep, when he pulled up the squid. He says it's unusual.
I've seen two in 28 years. So not very common. They're common, I guess, but it's not common to catch them. The kids love it.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, they're all over it. They're wanting to touch all of it. And then there's some other fish here too. Did you bring in the other fish?
Yeah, that's a giant grenadier. And a couple smaller black cod and thorny heads.
I am not familiar with the grenadier.
The giant grenadier is the larger fish there. It's another deep water fish. I think they're the most common deep water fish on the planet. That family is. So.
Do people eat them?
No, they're bycatch. There's lots of them.
So what did you think when you got the squid? Was your first thought, I need to take this to the school and show the kids? Or?
No, it surprised me. Wasn't expected, so I like to tell the younger kids that it attacked me and that the rest of the guys had to pull it off of me, but of course that's a lie. A good fish story.
After classes of students cycled through the area, one of the high school science teachers took the squid and the giant grenadier for dissecting. The black cod ended up on someone's dinner table. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.